It's now time for the most irresistible, incredible, and impressive 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Postseason Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. We've gone 4 long weeks without perfection. I know, it's unnerving, unconscionable, and dare I say, appalling. Now, I promised last week to break this mediocrity by going perfect with my 4 NFL divisional playoff round picks. And of course, I succeeded. Let's move on to this week's picks with the conference champ. Wait, what? Okay, fine, play the tape. Give me the G-Men over the Eagles 24-21.
Hurts will look to throw. He's got Goddard with a one-handed catch. Dallas Goddard in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
You know, you've got a big mouth, you know?
Give me the Chiefs over the Jags 41-17.
And Mahomes steps up, throws to the back, touchdown! Marquez Valdez-Scantling!
Give me the Bengals over the Bills 28-24.
Burrow, facing pressure, goes over the top, wide open is Chase, and he splits the defenders for the touchdown!
Sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide and say, give it to me straight, doctor, I can take it.
Give me the Niners over the Cowboys 30-17.
McCaffrey right up the gun and in. Touchdown, San Francisco.
All right, so the Eagles toss my G-Men upset special aside just as easily as when Hulk Thunder Lips Hogan threw Rocky out of the ring in Rocky 3. But like Balboa, who cut off his gloves, fought Thunder Lips like it was a street fight, culminating with Balboa tossing Thunder Lips out of the ring, I dusted myself off and triumphed in the other 3 games.
That's the name of the game.
My overall record is a respectable 52-25. That's a .675 winning percentage, ladies and gentlemen. And we consider sports team with such a winning percentage a powerhouse. But I just don't want to be known as really good. I want this to be a perfect powerhouse. And with just 2 weeks remaining in the PPPP, it's time I close out strong by winning the final 3 games, including the bowl that is super. Here are my picks. The AFC Championship is a rematch between the Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night. It's the 7th time we've witnessed a rematch in the AFC Championship game. Of course, Joe Burrow led the Bengals to an upset win in KC last year, as Cincy reached its 3rd bowl that is super. The best quarterback in the league, Patrick Mahomes, suffered a high ankle sprain in the Chiefs' win over the Jags last week, and with that solid Cincy defense, that could be the X factor in this game. Well, actually, it's Mr. Burrow, who shows no intimidation going up against Mahomes and the Chiefs. For the 2nd straight year, Cincy is going back to the big game after beating KC. Give me the Bengals over the Chiefs 30-27. Finally, the NFC Championship game is the 1st game this Sunday around 3 p.m. with the top seed Philadelphia Eagles hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Like in the AFC, I believe these are the 2 best teams in the NFC. The Eagles have rolled through the league this season thanks to their physical run game and sharp quarterback play by Jalen Hurts. San Fran has perhaps the best defense in the league and just as physical of an offense led by running back Christian McCaffrey, wide receiver Deebo Samuel, tight end George Kittle, and Mr. Irrelevant himself Brock Purdy. Now this should be a classic, but the Philly home crowd will force Purdy to make some errors, allowing the Eagles to get back to the big game for the first time since they won it all back in 2018. Besides, the Eagles beat my Steelers and also the Lions, so they have to be really good, right? Give me the Eagles over the Niners 27-26. So I've got the Bengals meeting the Eagles in this year's Bowl That Is Super. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Postseason Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.